And be prepared for the day of battle. And so take your Bibles with me this morning and turn over to John chapter number 14. John chapter number 14 is where we'll be in the Scriptures. And aren't you thankful that John 14 is not what I'm preaching on in the first verse, but aren't you glad John 14 starts with, "Let not your heart be troubled, and ye believe in God, believe also in me." I'm glad that I have someone today that I can believe in. I'm glad that I'm not just in this thing by myself. I'm thankful that I've got the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that He's still on the throne. I'm thankful that He's alive and well. I talked to Him this morning, and this has not taken heaven by surprise. But I will say what it's done in my heart and life is I sure thank the Lord that we have the privilege of being able to gather together as the body of Christ. And maybe we'll cherish those opportunities when we're able to freely be able to walk back into the church building without fear of virus, and be able to shake someone's hand and be able to give them a hug around their neck and be able to thank God for them. And so I'm so thankful for that, and it's cherishing our times that we have together. And but I'm also thankful for live streaming, that we can get together via the internet. And listen, there's probably more gospel going out over the internet today with all the churches across this nation and around the world than there has been in the history of the internet. And there's enough Bible being preached probably to save the entire country if people would be able to get to it and listen to it and heed it and turn to the Lord. Well, I said all that because you're still looking for John chapter number 14. No, I'm just kidding. We're there. John chapter number 14. And look what the Bible says with me in verse number 24. The Bible says, "He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost." Aren't you thankful for the Comforter? Aren't you thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ sending the Holy Spirit of God to be able to come? "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And as I was looking at verse number 27 throughout this week, where Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you." And I know as we go throughout these times in our nation, there is a whole bunch of anxiety, there's a whole lot of fear, there's a whole lot of worry, and we're reminded, and I'll read the verse here in a little while, that the Bible says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication." And so we're given commands. We're not supposed to be fearful. We're not supposed to be anxious. We're not supposed to be careful for those things. And we do prepare. We do take precautions. But I want to preach for a little while this morning on the subject matter on resting in the peace of Jesus. Resting in the peace of Jesus. You see, if you turn on any news program, you talk to anybody downtown, it seems like everywhere we turn today, it seems like people are wanting to talk about this virus. And people are trying to tell you, listen, do these things and it'll be all right. The government's trying to say, if you do this, it'll be all right. And family members and friends. And listen, there's some people getting sick. And there's some people that are having some bad health issues. And it's affecting families that you may be affiliated with or you may have contact with. But the world is trying to offer peace. Do these things through this. But I'm thankful for the peace that the Lord Jesus Christ gives to us. And we can rest not in the peace that the world gives, but we can rest in the peace that the Lord Jesus Christ gives to us. And we can rest in the peace of Jesus that He is offering to us. And I want you to see this as we look down through this passage of Scripture and share just a few thoughts this morning by way of preaching. But resting in the peace of Jesus, first of all, we see here that we have the promise of peace. The promise of peace that is being given to us with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now imagine what it was like for His disciples at this time, because Jesus is announcing to them that He is going to go away. In fact, we have the wonderful promise and the verse that is here at the beginning of chapter number 14, where Jesus said, He was asked by Thomas, "Lord, we know not whither Thou goest, and how can we know the way?" And Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." And He's announcing that He is going away. He is going to leave them. But He also gave them the promise of peace, that if I go away, I will send another Comforter. Aren't you thankful for that? That's in John 14 and verse number 16. The Bible says, "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever." Now listen, child of God, if you are saved today, you've been bought by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, let me remind you that we have a promise of peace from the Lord Jesus Christ. Just because He's not physically here in our home with us today, and maybe some would feel a little more comfort if you would say, "Hey, Jesus is right here with me, and I know everything's going to be okay. He's sitting here on my couch." Or maybe He's here at the dinner table with me. We don't have the physical presence of Jesus outside of the Word of God today, but let me remind us that we have the promise of peace, because for those of us that are saved, we have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit of God that's living inside of us, and we have that peace on a daily basis. We have that peace moment by moment because the Lord Jesus Christ promised it to us, and He was sent by the Heavenly Father above. And I'm so thankful today that He does not lie. He does not renege on His promises. He does not back up and say, "You don't deserve the promise of peace today." But anytime that we need that, anytime we're in His presence, listen, we have that promise. We can go to Him. And so, my beloved, as you're sitting there today, and as you're going out in the communities and people we come in contact with, listen, we don't face the things of this world the same way that the world faces them, because we have the peace of God that liveth inside of us. We have the Holy Spirit of God that's there with us, and we know that He is real, and we can have a calmness. We can have a steadiness. We can be going forward because of the Lord Jesus Christ and His promise of peace. He said, "Listen, I'm giving you peace, not as the world giveth, but I'm giving you peace from Me." And aren't you so thankful for the peace that passeth all understanding? We're going to get to that here in just a few moments. But I'm just so thankful for the Lord Jesus Christ and His promise that He gives to us. The promise of peace that the Lord has given to us. You say, well, we look at this, and I want to share this because these are just some practical things, and I want to share a few more thoughts, some practical things about how we can have that peace in our hearts and lives. We have this promise of peace, but may I say that peace comes by having a priority upon the Word of God. A priority on the Word of God. We're reminded in Psalm 119, verse number 165. I know you know this, and it's been quoted many times. The Bible says, "Great peace have they which love Thy law, and nothing shall offend them." Listen, the peace that we have in our heart that has been promised to us by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. The promise that we have is directly related to being able to have our love for the Bible. Our love for the Word of God. Now you think about this, and you think about looking at the Word of God. I don't know about you, but for a child of God, when we open up the Scriptures, when we open up this precious Word that God has given to us, and we read the promises, and we spend time with Him, listen, there is just a calming effect. You're not going to get this from the TV guide. You're not going to get this from Reader's Digest. You're not going to get this from reading the newspaper. I'm saying there is a peace that comes from being in the Word of God. There's a peace that comes by loving the Word of God more than anything else that is in our lives. And I wonder, over the past few days, there's some that have been locked down in their house for several days now. There's some that have just started maybe over the past 4 or 5 days. Let me ask you this, child of God. I wonder how much time we've spent reading the Bible. How much time have we spent with the Word of God being opened? Or maybe we're looking and reading every news article that there is. Maybe we're getting all of our information and trying to get peace from Fox News or CNN, trying to say that it's going to be okay if we do these things. Well, can I say this? The most peace that you'll get is by loving the Word of God on a daily basis and being able to apply it to our hearts and lives and what God is promising to us. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And I'm not dealing with being offended this morning, but I am so thankful that I can open up God's Word, and I'm so thankful that He gives that peace, great peace. You say, Pastor, I need a little bit more peace in my life. Can I say this? Get into the Bible more today. Get into the Bible. Start looking at the promises that God has given to us. Start looking at everything that the Lord has offered to us in there. You say, well, things are looking awfully dire out there. Things are looking awfully bad. We're not sure where the end of this is. May I say this? At the beginning of chapter number 14, He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Well, I'm so thankful. You say, how do we know about heaven? We get it from reading the Bible. I thought about singing that song, What a Day That Will Be When My Jesus I Shall See. You know where we read about that? We read about it in the Word of God. And the more time that we're able to spend inside the Scriptures, the more time that we open this and spend it with the Lord, let me remind us, great peace. Listen, that's not the peace that the world has to offer. That's the peace that comes from being inside the Scriptures, knowing and understanding and reading that God has everything under control. Knowing that He's watching over things. Now listen, He didn't start this thing, but I'm sure that in my life, He'll finish it. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ is in control. I know that God is still on the throne. You say, how do you know all that? It's right in this book right here. I have it right here. And so listen, I'm telling you, I get careful for things. And then I have to take it back before the Lord and say, no, Lord, You told me to be careful for nothing. But I start looking around saying, hey, what if our church folks start getting infected? What if this starts taking place? Well, I can come back saying, hey, listen, I know that He's in control. Because I find that out from the Scriptures. And church, listen, can I encourage you today? We're getting separated from each other as far as physically. I know that we're hunkering down. We're staying in place, trying not to be infected, trying not to affect others. But let me just encourage you today. Spend extra time in the Scriptures. Spend extra time in the Word of God. Because it is true. This is where we get peace from. You say, well, I've got a bunch of other books. And listen, I've got other books that I'm reading through this time. I've got other things that I'm trying to make sure to keep my mind active, stay physically active, and I'm going through those things. But can I say, do not forget that our peace comes from the Scripture. Second and third of all, let me show you this. We have our promise of peace, the priority on God's Word, but then let me remind us of this, that we have peace when we have our place of prayer. That's what Philippians chapter number 4, when he says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And as I read those verses again, I was reminded of a thought, and we preached on it a few Thursday nights ago. I was in church on Wednesday night this week too for prayer meeting. But a few Thursday nights ago, as I looked into the Scriptures, and if there's ever a time across our nation that people are just losing their mind, And when I say losing their mind, I'm talking about, hey, listen, they're sitting every little symptom. I was driving home Wednesday night, and I'll just let you in on my humanity. I was driving home from prayer meeting on Wednesday night from being down at the church, and there were four of us, including four-year-old Levi, that came down, and we spent time in prayer together at the church. And as I was driving home, now I had left my jacket back at the house. And so I'd taken my suit jacket off and just had my shirt and tie on. And but as I took my sport jacket off, I was driving home and I started getting a little chilled because I didn't have a jacket on and the temperature was dropping. And I thought all the way home, I said, oh great. I said, now I'm getting a fever. I said, now I'm going to be getting sick. Listen, it started messing with my mind. And you say, oh, that never happens to me. It happens to every single one of us. And as I started going back over, can I say this? The number one way to be able to have peace is by spending time in this book and spending time in prayer. You know something? We can't do anything about stopping this across our country except the precautions that we can individually take. But I can sure go before the Lord and spend some time in prayer with Him. And I sure pray that your prayer time has been a whole lot sweeter over these past few days. And I'm sure hoping that your prayer time over the next couple weeks will continue to increase. Let's not get lazy in our prayer time. You say, Pastor, I'm losing my mind. My heart's out of it. Spend time in prayer. By prayer and supplication, let your request be made known. And the peace of God, it'll keep our hearts and minds. Listen, what's going to happen? We walk with God. We stay true. We stay right with Him. And guess what? God's going to take care of us however He sees fit. And according to His divine will and according to His divine plan, we take precautions. But spend time in prayer. Spend time reading the Scriptures. Spend time with Him. Spend time with your family. Listen, it's a wonderful time. Some of you have been begging and wanting more time with your family. Well, you have it. So spend time with them. Some of you might be getting ready to pull your hair out because you've been spending so much time with them. Spend time in the Bible. Spend time in prayer. Listen, we can rest in the peace of Jesus. He's promised it to us. You say, how do I have it? Spending time in His book, spending time in prayer, and then, can I share this last one with you? I want you to see the people of peace that He gives it to, okay? Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1, if you still have your Bibles open. I sure hope you didn't get up and go walk around and taking care of lunch and everything like that right here at this time, and but we're able to worship together. Colossians chapter number 1, and look at this in verse number 20. Now we're going to get here in a few weeks as we're going verse by verse and going down and teaching through the book of Colossians. But I wanted to come over to this because I don't know who's watching this morning, and I don't know who will. But there's a lot in our world that do not have the peace of God in their hearts and lives. We say go to the Scriptures, those of us that are saved. We understand that. We say spend more time in prayer. Those of us that are saved, we understand that. But for those that are not saved, for those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, I want to remind us, look what the Bible says in Colossians 1 and verse number 20. It says, and having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him, to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. The peace of God is made through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, you may be going through these things today. You may be looking at the things of this world and you may be saying, hey, I have no peace whatsoever. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it through. The world's coming to an end. Let me remind you today, and dearly beloved, can we spread the message to those that are around us that Christ, through His blood on His cross, through His blood, He's made peace with God for us. And I like this. You say, who's He talking to? Bible says in verse number 21. And I circled this in my Bible after it says that He's made peace through the blood of His cross. It says, "And you." And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled. And you. And you say, "I'm saved today." Then you're part of the "and you." But you know what we can do? We can go to those that are lost without Christ, that have never started their personal relationship, that have never accepted the reconciliation that the Lord Jesus Christ has already made free to us through the blood of His cross. We can go to them and say, "And you. And you hath He reconciled." He's made it available to them. And we can take that message to them. Now listen, we're going to come in contact with people that have no peace in their life whatsoever at this point. Let's show them where they can find peace. Let's show them that it is the Lord Jesus Christ who made a difference in our lives, who made a difference, can make a difference in their life, and we can share that with them. You say, "Where am I going to find that?" You're going to find it in the Scriptures. Take them to the Scriptures and say, "Let me show you the peace that I have from the Word of God." We can spend time in prayer, but let's be reminded, listen, this peace has been promised to us. Those of us that are saved and on our way to heaven, listen, I'm not saying we're not concerned for those that are around us. But we can have the peace of God that everything's going to be okay. We're in the hand of God. Listen, and nothing can change that. We're safe because of who He is. We're safe because of where we are. But if you're watching this service this morning and you've never trusted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, can I say this? You have access to the peace. But it's a matter of accepting what the Lord Jesus Christ did for each and every one of us on Calvary. And my friend, He did that for you. He offered His forgiveness through the shed blood that He gave on Calvary as He died upon the cross. He did that for you. And you can have that peace today. You say, "I'm awfully uncertain." Maybe you haven't been living right. Maybe it's time for you to get back to God and to be able to make peace with God because there's unconfessed sin that's in your life and you've been backslidden on God. You need to repent of that. You need to get things right. Listen, you can do that today. If you're here today and you're not saved, you're not on your way to heaven, can I say that you can be saved today? Before it's eternally too late. It's a matter of understanding that you're a sinner. Our sin has separated us from Almighty God. And because of that sin, listen, someone had to pay the price for that. And I'm so thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ chose to do that for us. That's why He died on the cross. That's why He died. That's why He was buried. That's why He rose again. Was for each and every one of us to pay my sin debt. He took my sin upon Himself. And then the Bible says, if you'll call upon the Lord in belief, guess what? He'll save you. Confess your sin. Repent of it. Turn to Him. Listen, He'll save your soul. Now Christians, I'm so thankful our church could gather together today. And I want to encourage us through this time. There is a peace that passeth all understanding. And it will keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Love the Word of God. Spend time in prayer. You say, "I'm losing my mind." Spend time in prayer. Spend time in the Word of God. We can rest in the peace that the Lord Jesus Christ offers to us. It's available to us. We have it because we have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit of God. Do you need to rest in the peace of God today? Then do that through prayer. Do that through time in the Scriptures. My friend, if you're not saved today and you're not on your way to heaven for all of eternity, you don't have that personal relationship with Christ, then that can begin today. You can message us. You can call us. You can email us. Whatever's needed, we'll sure be glad to be able to help you in your walk with the Lord. If that needs to start today, that can start. God's no respecter of persons. I want to close with a word of prayer this morning, And I'm so thankful for the Word of God. Rest in His peace. Get those Bible verses that God's speaking to you through during these times. If there are special times, listen, write down these verses. You can go back to them and say, in one of the hardest times that we may have faced as a family, that we may have faced as a church, we may have faced as a nation, listen, you can go back to those verses and say, God gave me peace. You may be able to share them with someone else. It's okay to text someone tomorrow morning and say, hey, look at the verse that God gave to me. Maybe it'll bring peace to your heart. God's so faithful to us. He's so long-suffering. And I'm thankful for that. He's given us the promise of peace. But let's make sure the Word of God has a priority in our lives. Let's make sure that prayer has a place in our lives. We can rest in the peace of Jesus. He's promised it to us. If you don't have it today, you can sure receive that before it's eternally too late. Now listen, rest in His peace. Rest in His promises. He's given them to us. Let's just hold on to Him. God's so faithful. He's so wonderful. And let's remember that through this time. Let's pray together. Father, we sure do love You. God, You're so good to us. Lord, I'm thankful for who You are. Lord, I'm thankful that You gave us the promise that You will give us Your peace, not as the world giveth. Lord, this world is trying to give all the elements to be able to calm everybody down. And Lord, I believe in taking precautions and making sure that we're prepared against the day of battle. But Lord, I know that true peace only comes from loving Your Word and spending time in prayer and the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit of God. And so Lord, I pray that Your children throughout today, throughout this week, would rest in the peace of Jesus. And so Lord, would You help us? Help us to be a witness and a testimony and a blessing to someone else that we come in contact with. May You be honored and glorified in this time now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, church, I sure do love you, and I sure thank you for everything that the Lord's doing. We've had several conversations, text messages, phone calls, people calling and checking on us just to make sure we're doing okay. And we thank the Lord for that. And God's so good to us. God's so wonderful. And let's keep in touch. One thing I want to make this announcement with some of our millennials, our young adults. If you can be watching over the next couple days, I am getting set up. I set up our account this morning on a website and a program called Zoom, Z-O-O-M. And so what I'm going to try to do, because I missed my Sunday school class this morning of being able to meet with you. And but what I'm going to do is I'm going to get that set up, be looking for an invitation in your email over the next couple days. And I'd like to get together. We can set this up with different groups of the church too. But starting out with our young adults, to be able to have an interactive Bible study together over the internet, okay? And so we're going to look to get that set up, and then maybe you can be responding to me on what the best time would be, and we'll get the word out there. But we're going to get together over Zoom in the next few days, have a Bible study. That way we can see each other, we can hear each other, and be able to have that interaction, okay? And so be looking for that, and maybe we can do that with some other groups, maybe on Thursday night for prayer meeting. A couple other things we're exploring too. And so just be watching for that, okay? And God's so faithful to us. Now listen, keep in touch with us and keep praying for us and pray for America, that America will turn back to God and will spend time in the Scripture, spend time in prayer, and love on each other, okay? Now we sure do love you, and we'll be in touch with you soon. God bless you. I love you, church, and I'm praying for you.